This is GQDN for Friday the 13th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. And you will get 25% off of your purchase by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a toy from the past, a new gameplay trailer showed up, and some Kingdom Come Deliverance news. But we begin today with Highguard. GamingBolt.com did say that a former tech artist did discuss the reveal and the launch and called out the people who were being negative. And that was Josh Sobel, because he did post a very lengthy post on Twitter about his experience in working with the PvP shooter. And he did say that the internal feedback was really positive. But things did change once the trailer was released at the Game Awards 2025. Here's what he said, quote, "The internal pre-reveal feedback from unbiased sources was quite positive, and where it was negative, it was constructive and often actionable. People who played the game, including us, had a blast. And since we were an independent, self-published studio built with royalties in mind, many of us were hoping this could finally be the thing that broke the millennial financial curse. But then the trailer came out, and it was downhill from there. Content creators love to point out the bias in folks who get positive reviews after being flown out for an event, but ignore the fact that when their negative learning content gets 10% of the engagement of the positive, they've got just as much incentive to lean into disingenuous direction, words are hard, whether consciously or not," end quote. Now, he also did call out a lot of the people who were negative about the game, and also some of the developers, including himself. And he did say that some of the constructive criticism was buried underneath. A large part of the online discourse revolved around personal attacks towards the developers. Further quote, "They laughed at me for being proud of the game, told me to get out the McDonald's applications, and mocked me for listing having autism in my bio, which they seemed to think was evidence that the game would be woke trash. All of this was very emotionally taxing," end quote. Now, he also did note that Highguard and Wildlight Entertainment, further quote, "were turned into a joke from minute one, largely to false assumptions about $1 million placement or ad placement, which even prominent journalists soon began to state as fact. Within a minute, it was decided the game was dead on arrival. The creators now had free rage bait content for a month. Every one of our videos on social media got downvoted to hell. Comments were sections were flooded with copy-paste memes, phrases such as Concord 2 and Titanfall 3 died for this. At launch, we received over 14,000 reviews or review bombs from users with less than an hour of playtime. Many didn't even finish the required tutorial," end quote. Now, he did not blame on the, quote, "gaming culture" and the online negativity, but he did note that the factors were placed as a role since the consumers did ultimately decide whether or not the project was successful, but he believed that it will have the added effect of dissuading more game developers from publishing some independent creation rather than working for a major company. Now, Highguard is available on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S. And Gaming Bolt did post their review too, for which they gave it a 4 out of 10. But it's okay, because Kingdom Come Deliverance has got a few things going on. First off, PureXbox.com says that the game is going to Game Pass. And that's where the Deep Silver and Warhouse Studios did announce that Kingdom Come Deliverance will be getting a free current-gen upgrade on Xbox Series X and S, and that will be coming out on Xbox Game Pass. So here's a quote from the team. As part of Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 anniversary celebrations, and as a reward to fans of the franchise, the existing PlayStation 4 and Xbox One owners will be upgraded for free, and an update available from today to help rediscover Henry's saga from the start. Witness the rise of young Henry from his very first chapter with the level of performance and fidelity the story deserves. Players can now explore Bohemia up to 60 FPS, making everything from the intense combat to a single gallop through the woods an even more response. Console players will now have enhanced visual fidelity and graphical features for a smaller experience, ensuring the world of Bohemia is as immersive, vibrant, and crisp as possible. Now, they also did say that the collectors among us, that's a quote by the way, will have a chance to get the spruced up version when a physical version launches on May 15th. But I did say PlayStation, right? Well, it's not just going to be on Xbox. It's going to be on Steam, GOG, and the Humble Store. On February 13th, or it showed on February 13th, 2018, and it went over to Switch on March 15th. But everything will be upgraded to PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S on May 15th. That's via Gamatsu.com. So not only will the 60 FPS be for Xbox, it'll be for PlayStation possibly as well, if the PlayStation can handle it. But that's okay, again, because Engadget did say that Valve's latest Steam beta will let you add your PC specs to game reviews. And that was released on February 12th, as aka yesterday. And you will now be able to attach information about your hardware specifications when they post a new game review or update an old one. Now, we know that it's not uncommon that people would have negative reviews about a game performance, but those will now go along with the PC specs. So, what do you think about that? You can let me know at Joe Brums on Blue Sky and Twitter. But there was something else going on today too. Crimson Desert via WindowsCentral.com got some gameplay overview. So if you want a little exploration and some combat, then maybe Crimson Desert will be for you. Because there was a trailer that did give a sneak preview of the game's smaller scale, but it did have some important features. Because you'll be able to build up the Greymane camp, you have interactions with towns and people that you meet on your journey, side activities, cosmetic customization options for your character and mounts, and some other stuff as well. And it looks like you get to ride some horses and do some other things, but only if you have the hands for it. GamesRadar.com did say that there's going to be a comeback for the Hulk hands. Okay, that's not a video game thing, but still, if you were a fan of the Hulk back in 2003, the Hulk hands are coming back. Now, there's no release date for the new hands, but GamesRadar thinks that it'll be going to Hasbro Pulse. Could be going to Amazon as well, or maybe some of the stores. Go enjoy it. No show tomorrow, but you can check out the reactions that I did last night for the PlayStation State of Play on twitch.tv/DawnForge. Gulvin is at Gulvin Versus. Go check out the Monk. Oh, I better get this right, huh? The MonkCraftPodcast.com when he does that. He's at Gulvin Versus. YouTube.com/Gulvin Versus. That's YouTube.com. And twitch.tv/Gulvin. I am at twitch.tv/JoeSpace and at Joe Brums on both Twitter and Blue Sky. You could say X there as well. And you can find the show, email the show, show@thegroupquest.com. We're at GroupQuest or The GroupQuest on Twitter and Blue Sky. Go check out our Patreon, patreon.com/GroupQuest. And like I said, twitch.tv/DawnForge every Saturday night. Go do it. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again on Monday. So until then, go play some video games, people.